Okay, we're on. Things are moving. Okay, let's try it. Okay, we're a little late. Let's see what we can do. Okay, we're on Daf Chav Tes Mabez on the bottom, four lines from the bottom. So we're trying to figure out, we brought down two sheetas, from Shimon Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni, what the pshat is of Alosia Leisha, whether it's Isha Sheyishbo Havaya or Isha Ruyulakaima. Do you pay a knas when there is Tfisas Kiddushin, or do you pay a knas when you're allowed to stay married to this woman? So the first, what's the nafkamina between them? So the Gemara first tried to quote the nafkamina of Chayvei Lavin. So we said that doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva, who says there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayvei Lavin. So then the Gemara says, maybe it's Almana Lekohen Gadol, which even Rabbi Akiva agrees has Tfisas Kiddushin. So now the Gemara is about to reject that. Four lines for the bottom. Or Rabbi Sheva of the Amar Bovan et Zaveach Halakiva ben Yosef, Shahaya Omer Kol She'en Lo Bia B'Yisrael HaVlad Mamzer, Maybi Nayu. But according to Rabbi Sheva, he says that Rabbi Akiva agrees, or says his Shita, even by Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Even by Almana L'Kohen Gadol, there will not be Tfisas Kiddushin. So again, then we're back to the question of what's the difference between Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Sheva ben Manasseh. Because again, they're both, even Almana L'Kohen Gadol, does not have Tfisas Kiddushin, and now let us stay married to her in either way. So we're back to the question. Just one ha'ara, what's the language of Bovin et Saveach? Let's scream to Akiva ben Yosef that Ein Lo Bia B'Yisrael. Bovin is an unusual Lashon. So it says the Gra whose yard site is today. Today's the Gra's yard site. So the Gra, I have to say, Divrei Kodesho, Lezecha Nishmasa, says the Gra, because we paskin Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva Mechavei Rov Lo Mechavei Rav. The Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, more than his friend, but not more than his friends. So if there's a Rabbim arguing with Rabbi Akiva, then we don't paskin like him. But if it's only a Yachid against Rabbi Akiva, then we do paskin like him. So that's why Rabbi Sheva was saying, Bovin et Saveach, let's all scream, meaning so everybody realizes that it's a Rabbim. And when it's a Rabbim, then we won't paskin, we won't be Koveah the Halacha like him. So that's the Lashon of Bovin et Saveach. Okay. So says the Gemara, so what's the difference? Ikeh b'nayu, Chayvei Asei Mitzri Va'adomi. Chayvei Asei, meaning not Chayvei Lavin, because all Chayvei Lavin, Rabbi Yesheva, Rabbi Akiva's holds, there is no Tfisas Kiddushin, but it's Chayvei Asei, Mitzri Va'adomi. There's an Asei that you're not allowed to marry a Mitzri Va'adomi for a certain number of generations, three generations, Rashi says, Toshlosha Daros. So that's the case. That's Eina Ru'uya L'Kaimo. So again, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who says you only pay a knas by a woman who you could stay married to, in this case, you would not pay a knas. But according to Shimon HaTimni, you would pay a knas because there is Tfisas Kiddushin. So says the Gemara again now. Hani chal Rabbi Yesheva, ila fuki mitayim edrev simoi ka'asi shapir. If Rabbi Yesheva, the shita that we just quoted, when he explained Rabbi Akiva shita, if he was just arguing on the previous shita, meaning, the previous shita said, Almana L'Kohen Gadol is different. And then he came along and said, no, Almana L'Kohen Gadol is not different. Almana L'Kohen Gadol also does not have Tfisas Kiddushin. Then this works out well. Because then we can say that he was not referring to Chayvei Asei. And Rabbi Akiva would agree that by Chayvei Asei there is Tfisas Kiddushin. Ela itayma denafshi ka'amar. We're not sure what he meant. But if Rabbi Sheivav meant a separate independent statement that Rabbi Akiva holds, kol she'en lo bia b'Yisrael avlad mamzer, via filu chayvei asei may binayu. It's unclear whether Rabbi Yesheivav was specifically talking to about Rav Simai's statement or making an independent statement. If he was talking about Rav Simai's statement, we could say he only meant to argue with Rav Simai, but he was not talking about Chayvei Asei. That will leave open the possibility that Chayvei Asei have Tfisas Kiddushin. But if you say it's an independent statement, then you could say he's including everything. Whoever does not have Ein Lo Bia Yisrael, that includes Chayvei Asei. And if that's true, we're back to the question. That according to that, then Rabbi Akiva says, even Chayvei Asei don't have Tfisas Kiddushin. And we're back to our kasha. May benayu. So again, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh? Answers the Gemara, Ike benayu, Be'ula l'Kohen Gadol. What's the difference? The final maskana, a Be'ula to a Kohen Gadol. A Be'ula to a Gadol is also Chayvei Asei. So the Gemara said, the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah d'araisa to marry a Be'ula. So there's no Aveira, there's no Losa Asei for him to marry a Be'ula. So again, it's a Chayvei Asei. So Maishna, what's the difference between this Chayvei Asei and the previous ones? Why would Rabbi Akiva say this one has Tfisas Kiddushin? Tehavi le'asei she'eino shaveh bakol. Because it's not a universal Asei. It's an Asei that only applies to the Kohen Gadol. It only applies to him. Nobody else in the world has a mitzvah to marry a Be'ula. Only a Kohen Gadol. So Therefore, that's why there would be Tfisas Kiddush. And that's the Maskana, says the Gemara. So again, Lamana Abay is the sixth line. So Bulu L'Kohen Gadol, let's talk about this for a minute. So Rashi says that though it says Bulu L'Kohen Gadol here, it can't mean a regular Bula. Because as we said in the Mishnah, a Bula does not get a Knas. So what's the case here? So Rashi says, Ubeula Shalok, we're on Lamana Bar Aleph. Bula Shalokidarka Airi. It must be a Be'ula Shalokadarka. Woman who had Be'a Shalokadarka. That's what it must be talking about. And therefore, if you think about it, so she is a Besula regarding Knas. You'd still pay the Knas. She's a Besula regarding Knas, even though she's a Be'ula regarding the Mitzvah Besula Kohen Gadol. So that's, you have to add that into Rashi. So you don't have the same definitions for each area of Halacha. She's a Besula Inyan Knas and a Be'ula Inyan Kohen Gadol. Interesting question there. Kiv Eger asks here, shame, I think one of his sons-in-law. Kiv Eger says, we know there's a principle at the beginning of Maseches Temura, Kol Milsa David Rachmana Lo Sev V'Diyavid Lo Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, that if you try to do it, it's not going to work. So the Gemara there, so it brings all different examples. For example, you try to marry your sister. Try to marry your sister, so it doesn't work. The Torah says it's Aser, and not only is it Aser, it's impossible. And the Gemara there, the beginning of Temura, has two blot, where it goes through every case where the Gemara says, the Torah says, it's Aser, so how did it work? So it brings up there Shechita on, the Tosas there also brings up Shechita on Shabbos. How can a Shechita on Shabbos be good? The Torah tells you not to do it. What about a Koi marrying a Grusha? Why does that work? Even the Torah says it's Aser. So the Gemara does not bring up a Be'ula LeKohen Gadol. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's question here. Shema son-in-law, why should the Kohen Gadol be able, possible, to marry a Be'ula? The Torah says it's not allowed. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. So I saw an answer from the Yonas Elam, where he says, Afim nomar b'zei yavid lo mahani. Even if you alter that principle, you still might say that inherently this is a woman of Yesh Bo Havaya. This is a woman that is lo siya le'isha is fulfilled. There is a general Kol HaTorah principle that says i'avad lo mahani, but that might not undermine the inherent definition of her status of yesh bo havaya. Mikol makom lashem natimni yesh bo knas ki ha'isha atzma hava bo havaya. Rak she'ish kan din nosaf shu din kol li'b'chol yisurin shemitzah shu osa isur eni kedushin chalin. But inherently, you might say, Yesh bo havaya doesn't mean lemaisa, is there no havaya? But inherently, is this woman able to marry you mitzad the halachas of this specific area of halacha? Not bringing me in a Kol HaTorah Kol principle of the Avlo Mahani. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's question and Yonas Elam's answer. But again, what does Rashi say? What's the pshat of Be'ula LeKohen Gadol? Where she was Be'ula Shalo Kedarka. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos in Tiber Maschil Ika. He doesn't like that pshat in Rashi because he says there's a machlokas in Yevamos whether a besula, a be'ula shelo kedarka, can marry a kohen gadol. Woman still has a besulim, so it's a be'ula shelo kedarka. So there's a machlokas there. So Gemara here is not taking a stand on that. So Tosfos has a different pshat, unbelievable. What does Tosfos say? What does be'ula kohen gadol mean? A kohen gadol himself is ma'anis a woman, regular, ma'anis a woman. So now she becomes a be'ula. So now, says Tosfos, Velosi Elisha can't apply. He can't marry her because now she's a Be'ula. He made her a Be'ula. But says Tosfos, so what? Right now, it's time for them to get married after the Maisa Ones, so he can't marry her. So why doesn't Rashi say, wouldn't Rashi say that? Because Rashi says, you don't look at that after the act. You look at before, at the Shas Maisa. Is she already a Be'ula or not? So it's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether the definition of Be'ula would be going on the Shas Maisa Be'ur or on the Shas Nisuin. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Again, two deos how to understand that line of the Gemara. Viter. Amar of Chizda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth line. Lamed Aleph. Amar of Chizda. Hakol modim beba'al hanida shemishalim knas. Everyone agrees that if a man lives with, if his boal nida, right, and she's a nara, then he's ma'ani, sir, you have to pay the knas in that case. Why? Because the nida fits into both definitions. Lamanda amar yesh bo havaya, hanami yesh bo havaya. It is possible to do kiddushin to a nida, right? We know bizman hazeh. Let's say there's a chuppas nida. So under the chuppah, hariyam ukudeshes li, right? Many either drop the ring or put the ring on the finger. So that full kiddushin, 100%, even if the woman's a nida. So yesh bo havaya, and hanami And you're allowed to marry, right? You're allowed to keep a woman's anita every month. So ru'i l'kaima, there's nothing wrong with being married to anita. You just can't live with anita. So that's why it's ru'i l'kaima. The Ritva here notes, this is even according to those opinions that say you chupas anita is a problem, kiddush anita is not a problem. But the Rambam Shita, the famous Shita in Isha's Perek Yud, is that a chupas nida is not a full marriage. That's the Shita's Rambam. Other Rishonim argue. But the Ritva says that's the Chiddush of this line. Even according to the Rambam and the like that say you can't marry chupa to a nida, but kiddushin is not a problem. Period. Okay, next topic. Not related, but next topic. First word on the line. V'la'afuke. V'la'afuke midirub nechunye ben akana. Our Mishnah, as we referred to yesterday, this topic coming up, is against Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. What do you mean, our Mishnah? What do you mean, our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, which says that chayvei krisus, when a person is ma'anis a woman, and he's chayev kares for that, he still pays the knas. Meaning there is no principle of kimle bedarabamine when it comes to kares. Again, kimle bedarabamine means if a person is obligated in two punishments for one act, he only gets the worst punishment. He's chayev misa and mamon, so he gets killed, doesn't have to pay. He's chayev malchus and mamon, he gets whipped, but he does not have to pay. So says our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if kares is the worst punishment, then you still pay. There's no kimle. So that's against Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. Titania, because Rabbi Chunya ben Akana says, Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, oh, haya oses yom kippurim kishabbos. Rabbi Chunya ben Akana makes Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Litashlumin, for payments. What does that mean? Mashabbos, maschai menavsho, patim natashlumin. Just like Shabbos, which is an iser skila, which Bezdin puts you to death. That is the principle of kimle v'drabamine and your pater from payment. Av yom kippurim, maschai menavsho, patim natashlumin. So to Yom Kippur, you're chayiv. What do you chayiv on Yom Kippur? There's no skill on Yom Kippur. What do you chayiv on Yom Kippur? You chayiv kares. So Rashi says, if you light a fire, you light somebody's field on fire on Yom Kippur, so you're chayiv kares and you're chayiv money. Says Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, you're also potter there. That's Rabbi Chunya ben Akana Shita. Just like Mises Bezdin, everybody agrees, there's kimle b'drabamine, so too Yom Kippur, even kares. The Pnei Yeshua just has the ha'ara. Every kares we know from Maseches Krisus has a malchus also. So how do we know that Rabbi Chunya ben Akana is based on the kares aspect? Maybe it's based on the malchus aspect. Yom Kippur, you get malchus. Malchus and Mamon also, you say kimle b'drabamineh. How do we know we're based on the kares? So he says because it's compared to Shabbos. But Yeshua says if you compare it to Shabbos, it's obviously not the malchus element. It's obviously something more chamor, and therefore we understand it as the misa kares element. That's how you know.
But isn't there, on Shabbos, if you burn the field?
On Shabbos, if you burn the field.
Presumably stony or whatever.
Yeah.
On Yom Kippur, it's kares, so who knows when the punishment will
come. Right, who knows when it's going
to
come.
But you don't have to pay.
But still, you don't have to pay. That's the principle. It doesn't matter when it's going to come, but Hashem's going to take care. Right? The Ramban talks about in Parshas Achrimos different types of kares. Different types of kares. Doesn't mean Rahman al-Aslan dying young. Doesn't mean children. Doesn't mean later generations. But you're right. It's interesting. Here, he put the death, so the victim could handle it a little better. Because he sees but by kares, when's it going to happen? But still, that's the halacha according to Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. There's a discussion, again, just to allude to it now, and it'll come up later, and that is, there's a concept called tfisa. Could a victim grab something if he's not, if Bezdin's not going to be mechayevit for some reason? For whatever case in the world, there is a concept called tfisa. By a kimle b'drahmamine, does tfisa work? Let's say I'm chayev misa and mamon, so I know I'm pater from the mamon. Does that mean the chayev mamon disappears? Like Alex was just asking, does it disappear? Or no, it's there, but Bezdin is not allowed to implement the punishment. That is a major discussion in kimle b'drahmamine. Does the chayev disappear? Or is it just a din in Bezdin that Bezdin is not going to implement it? What if the victim grabs? If the victim grabs it, do we let him keep it or not? So if the chiv is still there, obviously we let him keep it. It's a din of Bezdin. If it's not, din of Bezdin is a din of that this hafkas a chiv, the chiv disappears, then it's not here. It totally disappears, and therefore tfisa would not work. There's a actually, we'll wait. There's more in Kimle. That's one of the major chakiras in Kimle, whether it's a hafkas achiv or it's just a Bezdin's hands are tied. Is there a difference if you actually implement or not? That's a discussion at the end, if we'll have. We started late today, but we'll see if we can get to it. Okay, so that's Rebbe Chulin ben Akana Shita, that Kimle applies even by Karis. My time at Rebbe Chulin ben Akana. What's the source of Rebbe Chulin ben Akana Shita? Major machlokas. Abaya, number one, and on Amud Beis, we're going to have Rava, number two. So Abaya and Rava. So number one. And we'll see, there are two different sources from Rebbe Chulin ben Akana, and there's going to be a major nafkamina between them. Amar Abaya, number one. Nemar Asun b'dei Adam and Nemar Asun b'dei Shemayim. It says the word Asun in the Torah, b'dei Adam. What's b'dei Adam? That's the case of Mishpatim, where a man hits a pregnant woman, and if she dies, it's called Asun, right? That something happened, something terrible happened. And Nemar Asun b'dei Shemayim. And it says the word Asun, some tragic event happened, b'dei Shemayim. What's that talking about? You see on the side, Bereishis Membeis. That's by Yaakov Avinu. He's worried. He doesn't want to give Binyamin to the brothers. So he says, I'm worried that an Ason is going to happen to him. So that's L'chor Ason. He's worried about it. B'dei Shemayim Ason. So Ma Ason Ha'amor B'dei Adam Patah B'dei Tashlumin. Just like a tragic event, Ason B'dei Adam is Patah from Tashlumin, which is Mises Bezdin. Af Ason Ha'amor B'dei Shemayim Patah B'dei Tashlumin. So too in any Ason B'dei Shemayim, which would include Kares. We'll see. It might include Mises B'dei Shemayim also. Because it's any Ason b'dei Shemayim. So that's the first makar of Rebbe Chulin ben Akana. Abaya, you compare Ason. Maskev la Rav Adar Bar Ava. Rav Adar Bar Ava says, 1 minute. Mimai dechi kamazil hu Yaakov lebanei al tzidim upachin d'bei Shemayim ninu. What's the Gemara darshaning? We're comparing the two words Ason. So one of them, we say the one by Yaakov Avinu, that's the one b'dei Shemayim. So Gemara says, how do we know that Yaakov Avinu was only warning the brothers, you know, guard Binyamin from Ason B'dei Shemayim, so I don't want it to come. Maybe he was talking about Ason B'dei Adam. Maybe he was talking about Dilma Aryeva Ganvi, B'dei Adam Ninu. Maybe he wasn't talking about Tzinim Upachim, which is fever and cold, which is from Hashem. Maybe he was talking about robbers and lions, which is B'dei Adam. So then the whole mucker falls apart. The whole source, because we're pairing the two different Asons, maybe the Ason by Yaakov Avinu is also referring to Bidei Adam. So it says the Gemara, Atu Yaakov Aha Azir Aha Lo Azir. Yaakov Akomini Azir. What do you mean? Yaakov Avinu was worrying about everything. Yaakov Avinu didn't want anything to happen to Binyamin. So therefore, you can just say that the word Ason by Yaakov was referring to even Bidei Shemayim. It's a beautiful Ha'ara. Rav Ada, what was his question? Maybe Yaakov is referring to Bidei Adam. What do you mean? Why did he think that? So the Pnei Yeshua says that what was the answer after Yaakov Avinu said, I'm worried what happened in the Torah? Yehuda said, don't worry. I'm an Arif. I'll take care. If it was Bidei Shemayim, how could Yehuda say that? How did Yehuda say, don't worry about it, I got it covered? What do you mean? If lightning strikes Binyamin down, Yehuda's got it covered? So it has to be, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the whole discussion was about Bidei Adam. That's Rav Ada's Taina. It had to be Bidei Adam, because or else how did Yehuda accept responsibility for that? And he says, number two, he says, Yaakov Avinu knew that everything about Bidei Shemayim happens from Rosh Hashanah. It's already Nigzar. So he has no control over that. So that's why it was Bidei Adam. So what about the answer? So what was the answer? The answer, no, he had both in mind. The answer means that Yehuda accepted, even though it was somewhat out of his control. He said, look, I'll do my best. I'll do my best. That was the Pnei Yeshua's Ha'ara, why Rav Ada said, what about Bidei Adam? Just 1 second. The another pshat, the Mitzvah Eisan in the back, says a different pshat. Why is he worried specifically about Bidei Adam problems? Tragic events, Bidei Adam? Because he already had Yosef and Shimon. Yosef Einenu, Shimon Einenu. And he says, Alai Hayu Kulana, we know three is a chazaka. So he's worried that if there were three, and you know Yosef and Shimon, something happened in Bidei Adam. It wasn't Bidei Shemayim, that's what he assumes. So he was worried that if a tragic event happens at the hand of man, that he has Tzaras for the rest of his life. There's a chazakah of Tzaras, Tzaras Bidei Adam. So that's why he's specifically worried about Bidei Adam. Bidei Shemayim, okay, what can I do? So I'll have one Bidei Shemayim, two Bidei Adam, but that's why he's specifically worried about Bidei Adam events. So that's the Pnei Yeshua and the Mitzvah Eisan. Yeah.
How about you can say that when he's worrying about Bidei Shemayim,
he's worried about the spiritual well-being,
because
it would say
that he cannot protect him at home from
okay, he's worried about the spiritual, but he's worried about Mitzrayim.
Something he will do something on the way there.
The Tumah of Mitzrayim, as he gets there. Okay, he's worried about you're saying Bidei Shemayim doesn't just mean from Shemayim, but it means the spiritual tragedies that might occur.
And then he will be fine.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Good. So the Gemara ends off that the Ason is the mocker. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. The Gemara just, this is just a parenthetical point the Gemara has. The Gemara had said that cold and fever, a couple of doctors in the audience here, fever and cold, that's from Shamayim. And lions and robbers are bidei Adam. So the Gemara says, is that true? What do you mean? We have a saying, a brisa that says, everything is from heaven except for fevers and colds. Tzinim, you get a chill. That's not bidei shamayim. That's because you went out without a coat. You can be marchik from them. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Deos that almost every sickness that we have is because we didn't take care of ourselves. We ate something bad. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Deos. Where's the Rambam? Says the Rambam, Rov achaloyim aboyim ala adam einan ela o mipnei ma'acholim raim o mipnei shumamali bitno va'ochel achil agasa. Most, not all, but most sicknesses that the Rambam says that we have is because we don't eat properly. We're eating bad foods, or we fill our stomach too much, achil agasa, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech says, shomer pivul shono, shomer mitzaras nafsho. You have to guard. Obviously, there are many exceptions to this rule, but the Rambam says in general, if we eat a balanced diet, so then that's going to help. So the Rambam, so the Gemara here says, what do you mean? Getting cold, getting hot, it's because you didn't take care of yourself. Visu, and so tzini mupachim, that's bidei adam. And the opposite also. Visu, are you a gandhi bidei adam ninu? The Yomer, well, there's more to say on here, but let's finish the sentence first. Are lions and robbers bidei adam? V'ha'amar of Yosef, v'chein tani rebichia, miyom shachar beis hamigdash, afa bisha batlu sanhedrin, arba misad lo batlu. The Reb Chiya says, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though Sanhedrin was batel, there's still the four misos are still in effect. Skila Sreifa Harat Chenek. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Lo batlu ha batlu, luhu. Beth is not putting anybody to death. So the Gemara says, you're right, Beth it isn't, but Hashem arranges it. Ella, din arba misos lo batlu. The din of arba misos has not been nullified. Why? Mishan is chayiv skila. Somebody who is chayiv skila, oh, no fill min hagag or chaya dersaso. He either falls off a roof or a chaya, a wild animal, rips him apart, which is an example of a chi of skila. Right? They used to push them off a roof after the skila. Oh, misha is chayev strefa. Somebody is chayev strefa. Oh, no fill butzleika. Falls into a fire. Oh, nachash machisho. Or he's bitten by a snake and the poison is like fire in his body, like they used to pour the hot lead down. Oh, misha is chayev ariga. Somebody is chayev hereg, which is chopping off the head. O nimsal amachas is given over to the government, right? That's the punishment that they use. O list him ba'an Allah. O mishin is chayev chenek, and somebody's chayev strangulation. O tovei benar, o meis besrunchi. He dies with a throat disease. So basically, the Gemara says the example that you gave for bidei adam and bidei shemayim are opposite. Tzinim upachin or bidei adam, are you vaganvi or bidei shemayim? So the Gemara's answer is, yeah, you're right. Ella efach, are you vaganvi bidei shemayim? Tzinim upachin bidei adam. Period. But that's all the end of the little side point. That's the end of approach number one to Rabbi Chaya ben Hakana, that of Abaya. But there's a number of points to talk about on these lines. First of all, before we turn back, again, it's the Gra's yard site today, so we'll say another word from the Gra. The Gra says there are two examples given to each one of these misos. Right? Each one, there's two given for each one. Skila, you fall off a roof, or a wild animal. Yisrefa, you fall into a fire, or the snake. Right? What's the difference between each of these? It says the Gra, you can look at it that each one of them is totally out of your control, and the other one is you put yourself a little bit into the Makam Sakana. Right? The first one, you fall off a roof. What are you doing on a roof for? You put yourself into that situation. Or a Chaya Dursa, so a wild animal, you have no control over that. Next one, oh, you fall into a fire. What do you fall into a fire? What are you doing near a fire? Or a snake. A snake is really, right, a snake's going to come. It's like a wild animal. Hariga, you give it over to the Malchus. We give it to the Malchus. You have to act properly. So you're not giving over to the Malchus. Or list in Barnalup. Again, each one of them can be interpreted to be a Benar. Shouldn't be in the river. So each one of these, he says, one is totally out of your control and one you're getting into the situation. What's the message? If the time is the time now, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to, one way or another, it's a person's, eight, right, we read in Koheles a few days ago, right, Eis Lichios Veis Lamus, right, that's the message of putting them together. There's a discussion back on Amud Aleph in Tosfos, right, the Gemara here says, HaKol B'nei Shemayim Chutz B'Sinu Mupachim, everything is in the hand of heaven, except for getting cold, Sinu Mupachim. Tosfos says, so why does the Gemara, Tosfos Dibur Maskal HaKol B'nei Shemayim, Tosfos says, so why does the Gemara say that a person shouldn't stand in a makam sakana? Why does the person say that? Right, v'nishmaitim ol l'rachol seichem. Why shouldn't a person stand in a makam sakana? Right? It's that, pashtus, why shouldn't you stand in a makam sakana? Because you don't want something to happen to you. What do you mean? You don't want to? Hakobi de Shemayim. Again, major philosophical question. Hakobi de Shemayim. So what do you mean standing in a Malkam Sakana? So look what Tosva says. Tosva says, no. Hasa min hapshia yocholishmer atzmo. No, over there is min hapshia yocholishmer atzmo. You could guard yourself from negligence. To havadai shebiyado lohamis atzmo. Says Tosfos, it's definitely possible for a person to kill themselves. What does that mean? How does that answer the question? Tosfos, but it says Hakobi de Shemayim in our Gemara. So what do you mean biyado lohamis atzmo? So says Rabbi Chanan. This Rabbi Chanan is at the end of Kovetz Haaretz. He has about 10 pages on Biyurei Agados L'Shas. So there he talks about our Gemara. He says, this not for Tosfos, maybe this is what Tosfos means. And that is, let's say Reuben kills Shimon. So big question, was Shimon supposed to die at that time? Shimon's supposed to die. So Rabbi Chanan says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let it happen otherwise. It's obviously that Shimon was supposed to die. But you know what? Reuven's still Chayiv Misa. Why? Because Reuven made himself into the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to use to bring about Shimon's death. The fact that Shimon was supposed to die at this moment does not take away anything from the fact that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. You put yourself into the situation. You got HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have done it some other way. But you put yourself into the situation, so you're Chayiv Misa. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with, he quotes the Ramban and Lech Lecha about it. He said it's the same thing if somebody would kill themselves. Right? The person, let's say, is going to die at this moment anyway. But still, you're not allowed to kill yourself. Same thing if you kill somebody else. It's no different. So that's what Tosfos means. But you're still going to be faulted for that. Right? You can't put yourself into a makam sakana. Why? Because we're not allowed to be the objects of somebody else's death or our own death. We have to take care of ourselves. Whatever this man is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. Mikol makom rashi hu shesharag es atzmo ki'ilu harag acherim. V'yalkein asur l'adam ha'amed es atzmo makom sakana, kamo she'asur l'ha'amed acherim b'makom sakana, v'in shum hevdol b'in atzmo la'acher. Again, l'maisa, we have to take care of ourselves. It's a mitzvah, but in shvartim ol d'raf shoseichem, can look at it more in Perek Tes of Mesul Tisharim. He talks about it, that we should all, we all have to make sure to take care of ourselves. And again, this is the first part of Tosfos. The end of Tosfos, interesting, has ha'ara. Tosfos says we have this statement here. Everything is in the hand of heaven except for getting cold, pachim, thorns. We have another Gemara Nida that says a more famous statement. Hakobi de Shemayim, chutz mi Yerushamayim. Everything is in the Shemayim except for Yerushamayim. So how do you put these two together? So what's not in the hands of heaven? So Tosfos says it depends before you're born or after you're born. What does that Gemara Nida say? Everything is b'nei Shemayim, whether you're going to be a chacham, a wise person, an angry person, all the personality issues, tipesh. So that's all, that's what that Gemara is talking about. In utero. In utero, hakol b'nei Shemayim, chutz miyirei Shemayim. What type of person you're going to be. Here, says Tosfos, our Gemara is talking about what happens to a person during life. External events. So then, everything is b'nei Shemayim. That's Tosfos's last two lines of Tosfos Dibur Maskil Hakol B'Dei Shemayim. The one question Rabbi Chanan just asked, the one question on that is that over there it also says Ani and Ashir. So Ani and Ashir, Lachora, poor and rich, that has to do with something external outside once you're born, not in utero. What, your digza, that's something to do with your personality? So he leaves it as a Sarachiyim. Okay, that's a question. That's a discussion of Hakol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yireh Shemayim. Okay, just one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The bottom Tosfos discusses that the Gemara's line seems to be somewhat inaccurate, not exact. Because the Gemara says, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, no more Dalad Mises. So we know, really, 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin already left the Beis HaMikdash. Because it was already getting too many murderers, the Gemara says, around. So Bezin really didn't even want to judge. So 40 years before the Churban, they already left. So what does it mean, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash? No, 40 years before! So Tosfos says, no, maybe they still went back once in a while to judge some Dinei Nefashos cases. So it wasn't totally batal yet. Or the Ritva says they could have gone back. Either way, so the Miyom Shecharev might not be exact. It might mean 40 years early. Okay, let's go back to Amid Beis. Rava Amar. Laman Amid Beis, about the 7th or 8th line. So we had approach number one so far. Again, what's the structure of the Gemara? Remember the structure. Rabbi Chunya ben Akana's shita was brought. Rabbi Chunya ben Akana holds that even by kares, you apply the principle of kimle b'drabah b'nei. Even though, as the question was asked before, the person's not being put to death, still, because there's a chi of kares, Hashem will put him to death, you still apply the principle of kimle b'drabah b'nei against our Mishnah. So what's the makar? What's the source for that? So we had one source, ason. That was the one we just discussed. Source number two, Rava Amar. Time at Rabbi Chanina ben Akana mehacha. This is the following is the makar. Vim halein yalimu am haaretz ezei nehem ene yeshahu. Psito mizara lamolech. The pasuk says in Vayikra, if the people do not put to death the molech is somebody who, it's an avodah zara, used to give their children in fire to the avodah zara, the molech. Visamti ani es panai bo ishahu uvimishpachto. Hashem says, I'm going to take care of that man and his family who did not punish him. Vihichrati oso, I'm going to take care of him and I'm going to cut him off. Vihichrati oso. So Amra, so now we the Gemara Darshins. Amra Torah, Kare Shali Kemisa Shalachem. The Pasuk is comparing Kares and Misas Bezdin. Because what's the Gemara saying? If Bezdin doesn't put him to death, I'm going to cut him off. So we're comparing specifically Kares to Misas Bezdin. Ma Misas Shalachem Patam Natashlumin. Just like Misas Bezdin is Pater from payment because of Kimle B'Dabamine. Av Kares Shali Patam Natashlumin. So too, my Kares is going to be Pater from Tashlumin. So Rav's source is specifically about Kares. It's not a general ason, a heavenly tragedy, specifically about Kares. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika bein Rava Labaya. So what's the difference between the two versions, the two Makaros for Rav Nechunya? Is it from ason, or is it from this specific one of Kares? So Ika bein Ayozar Sha'achal Shuma. So what's the difference? Misa bidei Shamayim. Right, there are two ways that, there are different ways that a person can be put together if they chayiv misa. One is misas bezdin, one of the four misos. But then from Hashem, there are two kinds of misa. There's something called kares, various forms of kares. Again, the Ramban, I think at the end of Achremos, discusses different forms of kares. But then there's a separate category called misa bidei shamayim. Certain averos get misa bidei shamayim. For example, a zar, a non-kohen that eats truma, is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. He doesn't bemaze it. So, does Misa Bidei Shamayim have Kimle B'drabaminei? Says the Gemara, it depends on the source. Le Abaya Pater. According to Abaya, the first source of Ason, you're going to be Pater. Why? Because the Makar is Ason, any heavenly tragedy. So that includes Misa Bidei Shamayim. Ula Rava Chayev. And according to Rava, though, the second Makar is specifically about Kares, and therefore, you'd be Chayev. Again, there's more to talk about, but let's maybe finish first. Ula Abaya Pater. Wait a minute. According to Abaya, in this case of a zar eating truma, you'd be pater. What's the case? Let's say you eat your friend's truma. So you're stealing, and you're also eating truma. So you're chayiv, misa be shemayim, and you're chayiv money. Is that true that Abaye would say pater in that case? But for Amar of Chissa, there's a problem. Kim le bedrabine requires the misa and the mamon to be at the same moment. And is that possible here? The Amar of Chizr, says, Modir b'chulim in a kaner, b'chulim in a kada admits, begoni chelbo shal chaveiro, if I steal the fats, the non-kosher fats of my friends, va'achlo, and then I ate them, shehu chayiv, there you're going to be chayiv to pay for the fats. Why? Shekfar neschayiv b'gnei v'kodob shebole de isra chaylev. Why? Because you're already chayiv to pay before you're chayiv death. Alma midamida idna da agbein akanye. The second that I lifted it up from my friend, I stole it. I'm chayiv mamon. I have to pay. A few minutes later, I ate it. Then I'm chayiv misa. Kimli only applies if they are at the same moment. So lo havi mischayiv benafshel lo havi. You're not chayiv misa ad to achale until you ate it. So achanami here too by the truma case. Bidna da agme kanye. The second that you lift it up, you acquire it. Mischayiv benafshel lo havi ad to achale. And you're not chayiv misa until you ate it. Until he ate it. So again, fine. The first makar of Abaya would include misa b'dei shamayim, but don't you have another problem? It's not at the same time. So Gemara says, yeah, there's a way to get it at the same time. If your friend stuck it in your mouth, so then that's where, maybe that's how it could be at the same time. The post can talk about it. Maybe it's not the friend that owns it, because then he's giving it to you, you're not stealing it. Either way, that's a way that you could get the misa and the mamon at the same time. Says the Gemara, 1 second, there's still a problem. Sof, kivin de la asye kanye. 1 minute. When you start chewing it, you're kona it. Still not at the same moment. When you start chewing it, you're kona it. What do you mean? The Ritva has a lashon that's a kinyan shinui. Discussed it last year in Baba Kama. When kinyan shinui, when you chew it, you're kona it. Mischayiv benafsho lo havi adabala. And you're not chayiv misa until you swallow it. So there's still a time gap. So Gemara says, no. Kigon shetachav lo letoch beis habliya. No, you stuck it all the way down. Stuck it all the way into his mouth, into his beis habliya, into like the down the throat. So maybe that's where, so therefore there's no separate stage of chewing, and therefore there is no time lag, and it's really at the same exact moment. Let's stop here for a minute. Again, if we have time, we'll continue. But if not, just two or three other things to say. Tosfos here, and Tosfos Dibur Maskil Zohar. Without getting into Tosfos' question, it's just a very important yesod Tosfos has. The last, second to last skinny line in Tosfos. Tosfos says, on Amud Beis, in Dibur Maskil Zohar, the Yesh Lomar, the shiny shogeg de truma, mishum de tashlumin di de kaparahu v'loma mona. Let's say Tosfos gets into if you ate truma and you were in Yisrael, b'shogeg. So obviously not Chai Mitzvah Shemayim, you have to pay. So does Kimle apply to that payment? Says Tosfos, no. Kimle does not apply to payment that you're going to have to do if you ate Truma B'shogeg. Why? Because that payment is Kapara. It's not Mamon. And when a payment is not categorized as pure Mamonis, it's categorized as an atonement, Kimle does not wipe out payments of atonement. Kimle only wipes out payments of money. Mammon is not atonement. That's Tosfos' Yesod. There's no Kimle when it comes to Kapara. What's his Raya? There's another Raya in Mesechus Trumas. Let's say I ate a Kohen's Truma by accident. And I go to the Kohen and I say, here's your money. He says, no, I'll keep it. I'm Mochel. You know what the Halacha is? He can't be Mochel. He can't be Mochel the payment. Says Tosfos, you know why? Because it's a Kapara. Forget it, he doesn't want it. I need the Kapara. I have to pay in order to achieve Kapara for myself. So says Tosfos, those are two nafkaminas that what makes a payment a kapara versus mammon. Number one, there's no kimle. Number two, there is no mechila. I'll give you a third one. Let's say your grandfather, your mother's father is a kohen. So your mother's father's a kohen, so you're not a kohen. Because let's say your father is a Yisrael. But let's say you yarshint his truma. So you have your own truma. You have your own truma, and you ate it. You know what you have to do? You have to pay some kohen on the street. He pays up going out the street. He didn't steal anything. Says Tosfos, no. That's the answer. Because the answer is because you need a kapara. Those are three examples. Tosfos says, three nafkamina, that tashlumin of truma is kapara, it's not mominous. And again, that's a big issue. The other Rishonim seem to say you can be mochal a kapara. But that's Shitas Tosfos with the three nafkaminas. Okay, let's just do one more minute. So the last nafkamina that was brought up, I'm sorry, the last pshat of the Gemara was what's the case where it's exactly at the same moment where your friend stuck it all the way down your throat into your beis abliya. So says the Gemara, hey chidabi, 1 minute. Ida matila dure nadar. If you could spit it out, then spit it out. And if you didn't spit it out, it's still your fault. Then you still stole it before you came to your stomach. Ida matila dure maichayiv. If you can't spit it out, so why are you chayiv for if you can't spit it out? You didn't do anything. You're an ones, Rashi says. The other guy did everything. So the Gemara has three answers. Let's just do the first two. Maybe you could spit it out al yidei hadchak. Meaning, if you spit it out, it's going to become disgusting. So really, you're not going to be chayiv for that. But we'll still you're still going to be chayiv misa for swallowing it. And Rav Papa Amar, second answer, second answer is maybe that it was liquid. Rashi says, we're going back to previously, any liquid, even if it's just in your mouth. At that moment in time, Rashi says, you don't have to say the Beis HaBliya idea, but once it was in your mouth, it already became disgusting, and therefore, it again, it's at the same time. Again, I'm sorry we had to start late today, but Beis Hashem, tomorrow I'm not going to be here. Menachem will give tomorrow. I'll give Beis Hashem Hoshana Rabbah. But the third answer of Rashi will pick up with tomorrow. Okay, somebody stop it. Again, I hope it worked because there was by 6:20 there was nobody here. Does it look like it worked?